Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On your way into work and want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car? With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app or visit Odyssey.com and search KFH. Download the Odyssey app today to get started. It's an off day. Normally, you'd hear Royals baseball right here on KFH or the Odyssey app. Not today, because they played a doubleheader yesterday. They're done with the White Sox. Tommy, they split yesterday. A little frustrating. They still win the series. Tough to go up against the White Sox and not be able to scratch enough runs together to, you know, to cover two. But they fall in the second game 2-1. They do get enough runs together in the first game 4-2. Two more really nice starting pitching performances from Brady Singer and Michael Wacha. Salvador Perez hit the go-ahead home run in the first game. Things continue to chug along the right track here. More times through the rotation, more good starting pitching. Of course, we know it all starts there, I think, with anything a team's going to do most of the time in Major League Baseball. And it's just strange. We haven't seen starting pitching like this for Kansas City all the way through, like, ever. Like, even in the really great years. I mean, this has been really, really impressive. And, you know, as the weather warms up, that'll get a little trickier. But, I mean, I have confidence in all of these guys. How many teams in baseball can say that?
Well, not very many, because most rotations have a couple of guys that you lean on, a couple of guys that you cross your fingers about that may be good sometimes and not so good other times. And then you've always got a weak link, and I'm not sure the Royals really do. I think you've got, obviously, a drop-off in talent and production when you get towards the end of the rotation. I think Alec Marsh is, you know, that guy, but it's not bad necessarily, you know, from any one of them. And I know they split the doubleheader, but keep in mind, that's the first time they've lost to the White Sox this year. They're 6-1 in the seven games they've played against the White Sox so far this season. They've played that team a lot. They don't face the White Sox again until a three-game homestand in late July. So it's a while before you see them again, and then they take them on again in Chicago about a week later. So it's a really good way to, you know, start off that series with the White Sox throughout the course of the season. And we've talked about it before. That is definitely what you want to see. You want to see them beat up on the teams that are not good in Major League Baseball. I get it. You know, they split the doubleheader. It's the final game in that series and the last time that they'll face that team for quite a while. And they split the doubleheader. You know, it is what it is. So overall, though, feel good about it. Feel good about them as a whole. The bats didn't really come alive in game number two in the doubleheader. That kind of doomed them. But yeah, as you mentioned, it was another pretty solid pitching performance yesterday in both games of the doubleheader.
In bullpen, Right? Remember when the bullpen, we were just like horrified about the bullpen and everything's been good. MacArthur got a save yesterday. He's been good. But in any individual game here, Tommy, like when we're just looking at, you know, runs allowed, even outside of the bullpen, like it's gotten so much better in their last four games. And again, you know, a lot of these have come against the White Sox. But, you know, you had one against the Mets, the Marsh game, where they gave up as a team seven runs. But as a team on this road trip, runs allowed, you know, six too many, but then two, 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 two. They're getting consistency at least.
Their last four games, they've given up six runs in the last four games. Yeah. You know, they shut out the White Sox on Monday. I mean, they've, as far as runs allowed and pitching altogether, it's coming together for them.
You get a series against Baltimore at home. You like the way your pitching lines up, right? You get Reagans and Lugo both going in that series. Reagans, by the way, Reagans Burns, Saturday night. You kidding me? That's as good as it gets. Those are two of the best right now in the American League. By the way, Cole Reagans didn't even have a win this year, which is crazy. But this is what it's all about. And you get home games against Baltimore. Second time they've seen Baltimore. Last time the Orioles took two or three in some close games. A chance maybe to bounce back and take two or three away from them. It's just, it's really refreshing. It's nice. It's fun. We were in the office yesterday, in the TV office, like, we're looking at Royals highlights in the 6 o'clock. And I'm like, man, it has been a long time since Royals highlights have been relevant in our sportscast in, you know, mid-April.
Right.
Like, it's been a few years where it's like, nope. We can go ahead and take that off the list, but not now. Like we're locked in. I love it, man. I love it. It's so dang fun. It bugs me. I love that it bugs me this much that they didn't win the second game of that doubleheader against the lowly White Sox yesterday. That's the beauty of baseball. That's when you know you've got it good in baseball, is when your team loses, or like in this instance, a team we follow so closely and the Royals loses, and it just irritates you so much.
Yeah.
You just like you're, and when it comes before an off day, it's even worse. Now you got 2 days of this, right? The beauty of baseball is you can always bounce back the next day, but yeah, it's good to have that feeling again.
I think the only thing that's concerning for me right now is, you know, we talked about the number of runs they allowed in the last four games dating back to Sunday in that final game against the Mets. It's concerning, I think, a little bit the lack of scoring on their end offensively in those same four games. They scored eight runs. So, yeah, your run differential is good. I mean, it's 8-6 in the last four games, but you're not really lighting the world on fire offensively if you're Kansas City. You have to go back to the game on Saturday. They put up 11. You know, that's great. They were able to put up 13 against the Astros last Thursday, but sandwiched in between that on Friday, one run against the Mets, one run on that Sunday game, the finale against the Mets, 2-4-1. In the series against the White Sox. So I think that that's something that, especially if you're going to get that quality starting pitching moving forward, and it looks like we can be counting on that, you've got to have the run support to back it up. And yeah, the bullpen has been improved, but you've got to make sure that you've got some insurance in there from an offensive point of view, because while they've been improved, I'm not sure that we're ready yet to say that we fully believe in the bullpen yet.
So you'd like to have those insurance
runs. That's really where that offense is going to need to, you know, come out in a better way, you know, moving forward, especially this weekend against the Orioles.
I don't believe in all the arms there by any means. I do think, though, that Quatraro's getting a better feel for his bullpen, which is good, right? He's feeling it out and navigating it. It's funny. I believe it was Whitey Herzog. So the voice of the Rangers, I've told you, is one of my idols in this business. He's so good. And he recalled, as Whitey Herzog died this week, like something that Whitey Herzog told him when he was like literally just started. And he was like, give me one piece of advice for baseball, you know, that'll stick with me forever. And he just said, never forget. Let me see if I can pull the direct quote, because it's really, really good. And it has to do with bullpens and their impact on, you know, reputation and everything else. But he said, okay, here's a quote. In 1979, nothing makes a manager look dumber than a bad bullpen. And it's true. right? If there's no way you can push any of the right buttons, like if you can never get it right, it makes you look stupid. Sometimes you just don't have a good bullpen, right? Sometimes it doesn't matter. And that's what we didn't know about this team. But if Quatraro can at least, you know, push the right buttons with a, we'll call it mediocre at best at this point, you know, talent-wise bullpen, that may be enough when you're getting that kind of starting pitching. But yes, the offense has to be there. I think offensively, Tommy, the big thing that's killing them right now is Michael Garcia, after a hot, you know, couple of games to open the season, has been really bad, you know, lately. He's striking out way too much. He's only hitting 164. The little power surge that he saw early in the year has...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Waned. I don't know what they can do. I don't know if it's as simple as, you know, putting Bobby Witt Jr. at the top of the lineup. I don't know, but it ain't Michael Garcia right now. They need him to pick it up as a table setter. But that's been, to me, that's been one of the biggest differences in this offense early in the year now, is he's just not doing anything.
Yeah, he's not. And that's disappointing, considering we've seen flashes
of
that. We've seen flashes of it, you know, and so that's not... I'm not ready yet to throw in the towel, because I think he's got a high ceiling. I think he's got a lot of talent.
Might be ready to throw into the towel of him as the leadoff hitter at this very moment, though.
Yeah, I get that. I get that point of view. I just wonder if you move away from him at the top of the order. I know he's not getting on base in a way that we, you know, would like him to, but you're sacrificing that speed, you know, I think a little bit by not having him at the top of the lineup, if he can get on base. If he can't get on base, then yeah, you need to probably, you know, make a change with that. I don't think I'm ready yet to go that far, because I've seen it before too, where you've got players that are moved out of one place in the lineup and it just absolutely screws them up, and it kind of screws up the rest of the lineup too. It's not like changing the order of pitchers coming out of the bullpen. Like, you can kind of play around with that a little bit to get it right, and it's not the end of the world either way. You start changing a lineup, even if a guy is in a slump, I'm not so sure that I don't think that's the lever that Matt Quatraro wants to pull right now. Now, if this drags on for longer, if we're talking about this in another couple of weeks, then yeah, okay, maybe at that point I'd be more on board. But right now, I almost think you just kind of need to let him work through it and see if there's a way that he can get that turned around.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it can be simple. Like Nick Lofton right now or Adam Frazier, both of those guys are at least getting on base and walking a bunch. Maybe just a temporary spot for them. Slide Garcia down a little bit. Let him be more patient. He's just not giving you much of anything to set the table, because you have to be able to set the table for Whit, Salvi, and Pascantino, because that's where the offense is going to come this year. I mean, most of their offense will come right there in that spot. You have to be able to set the table with them. And honestly, like if you slid Garcia to nine temporarily, it only matters the first time through the lineup, because then he's still a table setter for Bobby Witt Jr. You know what I mean? So lots of teams move around that leadoff hitter quite a bit. And I don't necessarily think you need to put Bobby Witt Jr. as your leadoff hitter, although I'd kind of like to see Bobby Witt Jr. as the leadoff hitter a little bit, maybe. You need one other hitter, because then who comes into the two spot, right? Maybe Melendez, if he keeps developing, could do that. But Bobby Witt Jr. as your leadoff man sounds pretty dang good.
You know, to that point, I will say, when you bring up Bobby Witt Jr. in the leadoff spot, of course, I always reference my Braves because I, follow them religiously. I was not a fan a couple of years ago when they decided that they were going to put Ronald Acuna in the leadoff spot. I'm like, oh, that power bat. You need some protection around him in the lineup. Put him in the cleanup spot or number three or whatever. But he's such a dynamic player, and he's got speed, he's got power, he's got all of that. He's a multi-tool player, and they put him at the very top of the lineup. So basically, to start off the game, the starting pitcher can't really get into a groove early on. Like, you can't settle into it, right? Where a lot of times, historically, you've got more of a light-hitting batter who's got a lot of speed at the top of the order. You know, they're going to get on base maybe, but they're not really going to be a massive home run threat typically. That's kind of the way that Bobby Witt Jr. could be. So again, I'm not worried. I'm not ready yet to say that Mikel Garcia needs to be moved out of that top spot in the lineup. But if you get to a point to where this drags on, then I would not be opposed to a situation where you're leading off with Bobby Witt Jr.
You can look, the other part of it too is, as long as you've got speed there, especially now with the, with the revitalization of a stolen base, as long as you've got speed there, I don't think it really matters, right? I mean, Mike Trout, I think, hits second this year. He's been first or second. He's the most comparable player, I think, to me, to Bobby Witt Jr. offensively. But, there are Gunnar Henderson leads off, I know, for the Orioles. Marcus Semien leads off for the, like, there are really good hitters that bring value in other places that I almost think it's changed in baseball. I think the idea of Bobby Witt Jr. as your leadoff hitter analytically makes a ton of sense, because how many extra at bats in a season maybe does being a leadoff hitter get you?
Yeah.
Versus number two, maybe a handful, but it's a handful.
It's probably more than that, because even if your team is not offensively outstanding, that leadoff guy or the top of the lineup, you're going to get maybe one more at bat than the rest of the lineup. So you're probably looking it's probably more than a handful of more at bats that you're going to get.
It's a simple math equation, right? Your chances of getting the most at bats in an individual game certainly are at the top of the lineup. So it would make sense to play your best player there at the top of the lineup. So we'll see. I'm not saying pull the plug on Mikel Garcia, by God, no. But at the top of the lineup, I might be ready for that. I might be ready to try it out and see what happens. I don't know what the problem for the Royals is. I don't think there's a clear spot at number two. Right, if you're going to put Bobby Witt Jr. at the top of the lineup, what do you do it to? Because you got Salvi and Pascantino there. I don't think you'd want to move either of those guys up to that spot. Melendez makes the most sense to me if he's hitting well. But shake it up a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. You didn't score very many runs against the White Sox, and they're not a very good pitching staff. So shake it up, just like he did with the bullpen. I mean, if you're coming from the Rays, Tommy, how many times do you think the Rays run the same lineup out there? Because I would bet not a lot. Don't know that for a fact, but I would imagine that over the years they have not been a consistent, here's what our lineup is, pencil it in every day kind of organization. But we'll see. I mean, it's April 18th. I hope Mikel Garcia, gets it back together, because he could be a big part of what this team does. Royals with an off day today, and then they'll get back in action with a big old series against Baltimore coming up. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More Sports Daily. All Brockton Caster on a Thursday. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.